Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Atlanta. Good morning, world. It's an awesome day in Atlanta. It looks like it's going to be just an absolutely wonderful day, nice and sunny. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
And Jennifer Shelton is our special guest today, and she's joining us for, I think this is our last episode on healthy eating, and she's got something an awesome testimony that she's going to share and some recipe tips for eating the right way as well. But first, I just want to let you know that the topics that we discuss on the show is not intended to treat. It's for informational purposes only, so always consult your physician or healthcare provider before changing your diet, exercise routine, or please do not stop taking your medication without your doctor's permission. My co-host, Kimberly Britt, thank you for joining me today. And Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Kimberly, I'm going to let you dive right in and get started.
Okay, so like you said, we're so excited about today's show. It's rounding out our month of April that was dedicated to food, all about nutrition, and we included recipes, and we're going to get into some of that today as well. We're joined by Jennifer, who's actually one of Martina's sisters, Jennifer Shelton. She has an amazing story, and it's something that I think is inspiring for anybody that's trying to change their health. She was actually diagnosed with type 2 diabetes over 4 years ago, just having struggled with her weight and just dealing with her, you know, her height-to-weight ratio. She's on the, you know, more, I guess, I don't want to say shorter side, but 5 foot. So dealing with weight was something that she was concerned with as she was, like, you know, 167 pounds at one point. So through a program which Martina actually developed, just focusing on healthy nutrition, foods to combine, not to combine, foods to eliminate from your diet, and foods to bring in and introduce to your diet, she was actually able to lose a significant amount of weight. Now she's down to size 4 to 6. She has so much energy. Her blood sugar levels are great. I mean, and it's miraculous. She hasn't even taken her diabetic medication in weeks. So it's a complete turnaround, a complete transformation back to health. And, you know, it's really inspiring. It's never too late to change your health. So we're going to hear from Jennifer. We're going to hear some of her recipes and ask her some questions about her journey.
That's awesome. And I'm very, very proud of my sister. As a matter of fact, we have actually become a family of health. You know, last Saturday we had my other sister on, Michelle, and, you know, she's focused on using fitness, running, to fight against diabetes. And one of our inspirations she mentioned last Saturday was not just, you know, her dad that has diabetes, but also, you know, our sister that had that problem. So we really want to make sure that people are aware of that. And, you know, it's just really inspiring. Before we hear from Jennifer, I just want to talk a little bit about one of the key factors in really being able to have good digestive health. I think a huge problem is that most people eat out. They eat at restaurants,
mm-hmm.
Or they're okay, even if you're preparing your own meal and you think you're eating healthy, if you don't understand, I guess I wouldn't say the science, but I would say, I guess you could say the science, the concept of food and understanding how food is actually digested in the system is so key. So you will find people, they'll go to the store and they say, oh, I'm eating healthy, and they start shopping and they bring in all of the healthy foods, healthy ingredients, which is great. But then they don't understand how to put those combinations together. And as a result, they end up with, you know, the food either putrefying, which means, you know, it's not being digested properly, and then it builds up as toxin in the body and creates other problems. And how this all came about, I just want to give a little background on it, is that, you know, I started my journey, I had trouble with severe acid reflux like 11 years ago. And having changed the way just my entire way of eating, pretty much eliminated that. But I didn't fully understand the concept of which food should be eaten together, which food should not be combined together. And so while I was enjoying good health, there was still some malabsorption that was taking place, meaning the food that I was eating was nourishing me, but not the way it should, because I was not combining the right foods. And as a result of that, over a period of years and years, I think about almost 5 years ago, my digestive system pretty much crashed in me. I don't think it was the full result of that, but that was a part of it. Stress, and that's also something we need to get into at another point. But I noticed that during that point where my immune system was really compromised, I was having problems with different foods. You know, things that I would normally eat was really affecting me. And at the same time, I was studying, going through my nutrition training program. And so I'm like, what is going on? So I started really studying. And they really don't teach you about this going through the traditional nutrition program. I had to do a lot of research to really understand, oh, my God, this is why I'm having problems. There were people that are eating, and the you know, right after they finish eat, they have problems with gas and bloating. And it could be where their stomach acid is, you know, the acid in the stomach is not, it's not producing enough, or they're actually interfering with the process by drinking and eating. So I just wanted to, you know, just give a little overview. Fruits should be eaten, you know, separately. We really shouldn't combine them. And we're going to focus on fruits today, because to really lecture on food combining, it's an entire series. So we don't want to, you know, just, we won't be able to do that today. So without further ado, we're going to, Kimberly, we're going to bring Jennifer on. Jennifer, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm really happy that you're here with us. Kimberly did an awesome job on introducing you. So just share with us, how do you feel now, and when did this all begin? Because I'm so proud of you. I really am, and your discipline, because that's the key, Kimberly. It's discipline. You know,
definitely.
There's a lot of people that start eating and then they fall off the wagon. It's like, you know, and someone addicted to drugs or alcohol. And, you know, the moment you go back, things just start over from, not start over, but it continues from the point where you left off. And sometimes it becomes worse. So it's a matter of disciplining oneself. So Jennifer, how tell us, you know, how did this happen?
Well, when I started, I thought I was eating the right way. You know, I would eat I used to eat a lot of vegetables, and I used to do a lot of fruits. And but the thing was, I was combining my foods, thinking that I was eating healthy, and it was actually making it worse, because I didn't see my stomach going down, and I just felt really distraught because things just wasn't working out for me, and I didn't know what was going on with my body. So I joined up with my sister, and she had the program with the Health Explosion, and I started, I just wanted to make that change. It was a drastic change, but I was committed to it because, like I said, it was just making me feel very insecure. I was wearing shirts that would make me look thinner, which trying to disguise my stomach, and that wasn't the way to go for me. So I really started getting into it with her, and she checked my pH level, which was high. So she showed me how to go about getting it down to a non-acidic way. And so I started doing her program. And, I mean, I just started losing weight. I mean, I was losing inches from my neck, my hands, my legs. It was just an awesome program. And I would recommend this program to anyone. This is totally awesome.
Well, awesome. And, you know, my sister is one of my biggest fans because she's benefited so much from it. But I wanted to talk about, and you mentioned that you were actually, because you had, you were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes years before.
Correct.
Probably about six
right.
years now. Ago.
About 6 years now, yes.
Yeah, talk about that and the nutritionist, because you said you were seeing a nutritionist, and Kimberly, please read to jump right in. But go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, that's something that I've been really interested in, Jennifer, in your story, is it's something I think a lot of people can also relate to, having seen a nutritionist, and, you know, I'm sure they think they're doing the best they can, but it just doesn't work out for you. And I'm curious some of the advice that you were given, because I think other people have maybe a skewed perception. Maybe some of their friends have gone to a nutritionist, and they also didn't see the results or get the results that they wanted. So what did that first attempt kind of look like for you, and why do you think it didn't work?
It didn't work because they told me the foods to eat, but they didn't tell me exactly how to eat them. And that was, I think, the most important aspect of what was going on with my body, because I was exercising, I was walking, I was doing sit-ups, and I was doing everything that they were telling me to eat. But like I said, it didn't tell me about the combining problem. And once I actually stopped that combining, I noticed the difference in my body, which I'm just very grateful for now.
What would you say is the biggest combining change that you actually made, just for people that maybe aren't familiar with what food combining actually is? What do you think the biggest change was?
Okay, I used to love potatoes. They never really told me how much potato to eat and which ones that was better for me. They would tell me sweet potato, but I thought I was supposed to eat the whole sweet potato. With a nationality, I should really eat a half. different foods that had wheat. I was eating a lot of wheat, and I realized that the gluten, that was another problem. A lot of the foods that they required me to eat had gluten in it. So when I got with Martina, she showed me that with the gluten, it could be better. And I noticed also when I was doing the wheat, it made me very gassy. And I felt sluggish. I didn't have enough energy. Even though I walked, I would still come home tired because with a combination of the medication that I was taking, plus how they were telling me how to eat, it just wasn't working for me. And that was the breaking point. You know, it had me in tears because, you know, I always was a thin person when I was younger. I used to be like a 5'6" when I was up when I was at least 21, and after that, it's the weight just started going up and up and up. So and I just didn't even want to look in the mirror at times, and I just felt, you know, this isn't me. You know, this I want to be the person that I used to look like.
So once you started making these changes, was it a fast? Did you start feeling better, like almost immediately, or did it take a while?
Oh, with Martina, I started feeling awesome. I mean, the energy level went up the roof. I mean, I was just zooming around. I mean, I was like, wow. I felt light on my feet. She showed me also the drinking, like I said, the better water that doesn't have acid in it. Because like I said, when I started, my pH level was very high. And now I'm proud to say that it's on point. And just by incorporating a lot of raw vegetables and fruits, it's been awesome, and I'm just enjoying it.
And I just want to make a note for anybody that wants to know a little bit more about water and balancing your pH. We actually have a show in our archives on alkaline water and how to find it and how to test your own water. So just go to healthyexplosionshow.com, and you can look in the archives for that.
Awesome.
So, Jennifer, so you started feeling so much better. You're off your diabetes medication. What did your doctor have to say about that?
Oh, they were shocked. They were shocked. As a matter of fact, when I got off, I actually went to the office just to visit the doctor. And when she looked at me, she really didn't recognize me until I spoke. And she's like, wow. I said, yes. I said, I know you sent me to the nutritionist, but it just wasn't working for me. So I went to an alternative route. And she was like, whatever you're doing, just continue to do that. And that made me
happy. Wow. Had your doctor ever mentioned, had he talked to you or she talked to you about diet before putting you on diabetes medication? Or was this something you kind of had
did.
To?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she did. But like I said, I actually prefer the alternative. Because, you know, I didn't really know a lot about organics. And when I started eating it, I noticed a big difference from eating organic than eating regular fruits and vegetables that weren't organic.
That's incredible.
You know, you have to worry about pesticides and things like that. So there's always a learning process, and I'm constantly asking my sister different things, and I try to go on their website, find out about different things that you can do with your body to make it better. So I just try to incorporate all the good natural things because God put us on this earth and everything he had was natural. So I really believe in our hearts that we need to go back to our point to get our bodies back the way we need to, the way God intended us to have.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Like, we weren't meant to be a society ridden with all these diseases and all these illnesses, you know. I think you make a great point. Like, we get back to basics in a way and get back to whole food the way that it grows naturally and the way that it's always grown. Yeah, that's a great point. Awesome. So I think consistency, you know, like we kind of touched upon, consistency is a huge issue with people trying to change any lifestyle, especially diet. Did you struggle with maintaining this new diet, or did you feel satisfied and so you didn't struggle as much? How was that aspect for you?
Actually, I'm the type of person, I like to check, I'm very adventurous, and it was a challenge. And I'm always up for a challenge. And I didn't think about it. I just went for it. It's like, you know, when the Lord speaks to you, it's like, go ahead, do it. So when he tells me to do it, I have to do it. And that's a good encouragement with my sister and my mom and you know, watching my sister go out and do these runs, it's very inspiring and makes you want to do more and to get yourself fit more, you know, and it's just awesome.
That's awesome. Martina, are you on?
Yeah, okay. I have no idea what happened. I literally got kicked right off the air. I don't know what happened. There was a big noise, and I saw that the show was still going on. So, okay. I missed part of it, actually. But, awesome. I know I missed a part of what you were saying, Jennifer, because I was completely off the air. But, again, I'm very, very proud of you. I want to talk just a little bit about fruits, because I think that's what we'll focus on. There are four types of fruits, and I know there are people that may be aware of that but don't understand how it all comes together. You have your acid fruits, and, for instance, oranges are considered acid fruits because there's a whole list. And if there's anyone interested in getting some more information, they can always email programs@healthyexplosion.com for additional information. And we do have the classes now. It's an online, live online university that you can also sign up for. But there's acid fruits, there's sub-acid fruits, you have sweet fruits, and then you have melons. Now, have you ever gone to buffet line or even really prepare a fruit, what they call a fruit bowl or a fruit salad, and you have all these different fruits mixed together? Because most people think, okay, it's okay to do that, but not really. Melons should always be eaten by themselves, and you have different types. You have honeydew, you have cantaloupe, you have watermelon, and what is the other one? Honeydew, cantaloupe, watermelon. There's so many different types of melons. But anyhow, melons should be eaten together, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Then you have your sweet and dried fruits. Those can be combined with sub-acid fruits. Your sub-acid fruits would be, let's say pears, apple. And then you have your acid. So you have your acid fruits, which are, and I'll just say just oranges right now. Don't have time to go through the entire list. And your sub-acid fruits, and two items which are popular fruits people are familiar with, pears and apples. And then you also have your sweet and dried fruits, things like raisins. Those are dried. Then you have grapes, bananas. Plums, those are all considered sweet fruits. And then we're also going to talk about liquids. And just to let you know, the reason why it's so important to heat the foods in the right combination is, for instance, water, fruits and melons take about 30 to 60 minutes to digest in your stomach. There's just so much to go into with this, and I'm right now just trying to touch on different things. You want to eat fruit alone or as a meal, 30 to 60 minutes before you eat a meal. Fruit should not be eaten immediately after a meal, while other foods is digesting in the stomach. And the reason for this is we have different enzymes in the body that digest fat, protein, as well as carbohydrates. And if you have all of these different foods that you're eating at the same time, you start to confuse your system, because then it's pulling in different enzymes in order to digest the food, and it halts digestion. And then so even though you're eating healthy, you think you're eating healthy, your food is not really doing what it's meant to do. So fruit should not be eaten immediately after meals while other food is digesting in your stomach. And when you consume, when consumed before more complex foods, fruits actually prepare the digestive tract. And the water rinses and hydrates, and then fiber sweeps and cleanses, and the enzymes activate chemical digestion. So just wanted to give you a little basic on that, but just going back now to the fruits, it's okay to have a, like say, an orange and an apple, because the orange is acid and the apple is a subacid fruit. So you can combine an acid fruit with subacid, and you can combine sweet and dried fruits with subacid fruits. But never combine acid fruits with sweet and dried fruits. And melons, as I said, should be eaten alone. And liquids, such as water, juices, and so forth, you should not really eat and drink. I think I mentioned that on a previous show. Water takes 0 to 10 minutes to digest. And so if you're wanting to eat less, 30 minutes before you you actually have your meal, drink water. Even 15 minutes before, because number one, it's going to go through your digestive system. It's 0 to 10 minutes. It doesn't take very long at all. And then you won't have to worry about the water that actually diluting the effectiveness of the food. And that's the main reason for eating foods in proper combination, is that, you know, especially people eat meat and potatoes. And meat and potatoes, you have complex carbohydrates and complex protein. And it requires two different enzymes in order to digest. So the American staple food is meat and potatoes. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with the obesity and, you know, just so many people with acid reflux, is because it requires different enzymes. You know, protein requires hydrochloric acid in order to break it down. And so I'm not saying that people cannot eat certain foods. It's just that understanding how to eat these foods in the right combination will help your digestion problem. And my sister, while she was eating healthy ingredients, she didn't fully understand how to eat those ingredients the right way. So when after eating, she would end up with gas. Once she understood the combination of foods, it eliminated that problem. And now, you know, the food started to digest better, and the digestive system was working the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, thank goodness you're still there. I didn't know.
I
know you were very surprised, and you were so happy once you know you understood that. And talk about how how you were combining before meats and potatoes and things of this sort, and how you actually felt once you started to eat the foods the right way.
Well, like I said, I used to eat, like, chicken, I would eat mashed potatoes, and a vegetable, thinking that it was okay. But like I said, during the course of the day, I was, you know, kind of gassy, and then I was also drinking and water while I was eating, and which I found out was not good to do. So, in turnaround, I started drinking before I eat now, and I wait a while before I eat. I wait about at least about an hour, and there's a big difference. There's no gassy feeling. I feel lighter. I don't feel weighed down, and that's an awesome feeling to feel, because I've been having problems with gas, excuse me, for quite some time as a child. But like I said, I didn't know at that time that you weren't supposed to do all that combined and all at once, you know, because like I said, I just was drinking and eating all at the same time. So that wasn't a good thing. So when my sister, Martina, told me how to do it, there was such a big significance on the way how I felt on the inside. I mean, the gas wasn't bad. I wasn't burping as much. Hardly, very hardly. And I'm just feeling much lighter. And I think that's one of the most awesome feelings a person could ever feel. Because I know I've seen people with acid reflux with my sister and how they were feeling, and that's not a very nice feeling to have. So with her program, I think it's very awesome. I really believe people really need to get in touch with that program, and they will see a big, big difference. And I just applaud her for her hard work and what she's doing for people as well as myself. And I just want her to continue and grow and just find more awesome things for us to do.
Well, thank you very much. And on that note, I am totally blushing here. And on that note, Kimberly, Jennifer, just stay. We're gonna take us just a quick break.
Welcome to Healthy Explosions Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment. Offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30-minute Skype consultation with a specialist or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion program. I felt that was a nice segue to introducing our new program. And do visit, you can visit healthyexplosion.com or .net, and it'll connect you to the new online program. And as a matter of fact, some of the awesome guests that we've had on the show in terms of naturopath doctors are actually going to be teaching some of the classes. So we're bringing you not just the information on the radio show, but we are also extending those great expert teachers into the program as well. So do check out the website for more information. Kimberly.
Hey, Martina, I have a question. Where do berries fit into on the fruits list that you named? I don't think we mentioned those.
Berries, those are sweet fruits.
Sweet, got it.
Yeah, they fall into the sweet fruit categories. And there's so much, Kimberly, because I'm bouncing around. It's, you know, to really benefit is to go through and take the course and fully understand how your body functions for you. And that's the big problem. Everybody is different. We all have different needs. And I think, like with the approach, the nutrition, no fault of theirs, was using on my sister was the way they were taught. And the way, because, you go to the formal nutrition training, and it's basically a cookie-cutter approach, one size fits all. But we're all unique.
Right.
We have different needs. So that was the problem. Wheat, okay, has gluten, but not everyone is allergic to gluten. So it doesn't apply to everyone, but you need to know that. And that's why I do, having self-assessment is so key. And those metabolic testing, that's going to show you what's occurring in your body, which standard tests will not. You have a blood draw, and it just shows what's going on in your body at that particular time. So if you're checking for hormone levels, then you want to know what's happening during the entire 24-hour period. So the blood draw, it may show that your cortisol levels may be low at that particular point, but it doesn't show the spikes in the cortisol level. you know, what's happening throughout that 24-hour period. So there's a lot more to understanding your body than just getting a diet and following it. You really need the knowledge. And once you understand, it makes such a difference. So I really urge, you know, everyone to learn who they are, you know, what their needs are. You know, some people cannot eat meat. Other people, you know, and I realize because of, first of all, if you've had any kind of digestive problems, the less meat you eat, the better, because it's heavy. It takes longer to break down. Do you? I just want to share one thing real quickly here, and we're going to get in some recipes at the. For instance, cooked meat and fish takes 3 to 4 hours plus to digest. And shellfish, 4 to 8 hours. That's an entire day. So, you know, it's true. So if you had shrimps for breakfast, you know, 8 hours later, it could still be in your digestive tract, depending on how, you know, your body is metabolizing the food.
Yeah.
So understanding that is key. And again, it depends. So, you know, for me, I noticed even before, a long time ago, when I would eat meat, like steak, it's like I would end up, I would stay full for a very long time, and I wasn't really, I just felt full, and I don't like to eat.
Like uncomfortably full.
Right, uncomfortably full. And then sometimes I would reach for the Pepto-Bismol. Well, what was happening is that my stomach acid was actually low, and I was actually diluting it.
Diluting it further.
With juice or water. And so the effectiveness of the hydrochloric acid was reduced to the point where it was not benefiting me. Instead, it was causing more harm. Then I go to the doctor. They put me on acid reflux medication. And sometimes it was really bad after eating because didn't understand how to combine foods. Didn't understand, and that's what I'm saying. So many people are taking medications for simple things that could be corrected just by knowing what to do.
That's
the difference. You can tell I'm very passionate about this. Jennifer, you have a few recipes that you want to share with us. So I'm going to have you dive right in. What are you going to share with us first?
Okay, I have a gazpacho soup, which, you know, now it's, the weather's getting ready to change into a warmer weather. So this is like a cold soup that you can eat, and it's all natural. What we do, we start off with a whole zucchini. You get some fresh mint, and you can dice it up. A cucumber, and just a little bit of sea salt. And you can put it in a blender or a food processor. And you just process it till it gets smooth. And you put it in a bowl. You chill it. And when you're ready for it, you can just eat it. And it's a great summer soup.
That sounds awesome, doesn't it, Kimberly?
Sounds great.
Yes. And like I said, it's great, you know, like I said, for the summertime, if you have having a barbecue, it's a great substitute for all the other stuff that they're having. Because, like I said, it's no meat. It's just all vegetable and mint. And it's just awesome. I've tried it, and I enjoyed it. And I just hope everyone else would try it, and hope they will enjoy it.
Well, that's awesome. We're going to put the recipes as we did with Kimberly's recipes when Chef Kimberly gave us some really awesome food and cooking ideas. You could also download those recipes from the archive section. They're in PDF format. So if you go to healthyexplosionshow.com and go to the archive section, it'll say download recipes, and you're able to download the recipes and, you know, save them to your file, print them for your eating enjoyment, so to speak. What else do you have for us, Jennifer?
I also have a herb fries. You could use like 2 medium sweet potatoes and cut them up like how you would a french fry. 2 Yukon Gold potatoes, and you cut them up as fries as well. And then you would add a little drop of grapeseed oil, which is great. I love it. And get some thyme, rosemary, or if you don't have that, you can use like Italian herbs and chop that up very fine. And if you can, you could try to use the dry organic one and rub it all over the potatoes, and you mix it, and you roast it in the oven at 350 for about 30 to 45 minutes. But in between the 30 to 45 minutes, try to turn them so they could get golden brown, and it just has a delicious taste.
Jen, that sounds like a recipe that's good for the whole family. Yeah.
Yes, and due to the fact that my children love french fries, I use that. And also, there's another one. You could actually use turnip. You could take the turnip and cut it and dice that up into like a french fry and incorporate that with that as well if you'd like to do that as well.
That's awesome.
And use the same herbs, yes. And like I said, it's just a substitute for the starch. And it's really great. I've tried it on my children, and they seem to enjoy it. So when I get the chance, I try to make that for them.
And that is awesome. And I know for a fact, because the sweet potato, that's what I'll do. It's absolutely delicious. And you know, just to piggyback, instead of buying potato chips, you could just, if you have, and you could get a little device that actually slices the potato into thin slices, and just put a little, you could sprinkle, because I use minimum salt. You don't want to, put too much sodium on your food at all. But you could follow the same principle, and instead of, you don't have to put all of the herbs, but you can if you, because, there are some chips that are actually spicy. Maybe not spicy hot, but, tasty, flavored right. So I do that, put it in the oven, and just bake it. And voila, I bake it for about, instead of 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes to get it a little crisper. And they're absolutely delicious, Kimberly and Jennifer. They're delicious. Fresh. And a lot, if you have a large sweet potato, it makes quite a bit. So rather than another way to save on buying pre-made sweet potatoes, chips, just do them yourselves, and they're healthier. You could do the same thing with a white potato. Just slice them thinly and bake them. And it's delicious and so tasty. So these are, different tips that you can use. Your kids, you may have the urge for eating chips and not really wanting to buy what's out there because they could be a little pricey. But, most people, I would think, have potatoes around. Wouldn't you say, guys? Most people have, either sweet potato or white potato. And it doesn't take, 6 or 7 potatoes. 1 or 2 will give you quite a bit in terms of french fries or even, those chips. So that's a great way as well. And also kale chips. Have you tried those?
Those are great.
Yeah.
Good.
They're absolutely
wonderful.
And they bake in the oven, And then the beauty with preparing it yourself is that you can add what you want on it. You can customize it to your taste. So that's another great way. Jennifer, do you have another... recipe?
Yes, I do. I have another one. It's meatless meatloaf, or you could do like a meatball with the same ingredients, which is you have fresh spinach, portobello mushrooms, red onion, red pepper. You could take a gluten-free croutons and blend it up as a breadcrumb that would take away from the egg if people are dairy-free. And you just combine all of it together and form it into a meatloaf and bake it, and it just tastes so wonderful. And when you bake it for about, say, about 30 to 40 minutes until done. And it's really good. It's nice and moist, and it's really great. Sometimes I like to take it, and sometimes I'll take the same ingredient and make a meatball, and because I used to love spaghetti and meatballs. So what I would also do, I would get the spaghetti squash and use that in place of the regular spaghetti and make the meatballs with the same ingredients and just put it together. And I just do it without the sauce. And even without the sauce, it's just it's great. And I love it. And I even tried it on my children. And they love it, too. They thought they were actually eating meat. But they really enjoyed that. So, you know, it's awesome.
There's so many different ways that, you know, you can actually prepare quick. And you know, okay, the things that you have to bake may take a while to bake, but the prep time is not very long at all. Do you find that, Kimberly, that your the prep time is it's a lot less when you're preparing a lot of your dishes? Depend on what you're preparing. But it's not as though you're in the kitchen all day cooking. You know, as it used to be when we were growing up, you know, a big family meal could take all day in the kitchen preparing. But nowadays, you don't have time for that. So these are great things that you can do. Talking about spaghetti squash, and I know, Kimberly, that's also a favorite of yours, because as a matter of fact, there's a recipe for spaghetti squash. Last night, as a matter of fact, we were out together last night, my sister and I, my mom, and we actually picked up a spaghetti squash, and I felt for, I wanted to do spaghetti squash and just put, you know, vegetables over it. So I cut the spaghetti squash in half. It makes it so much easier, Kimberly. Then, you know, I got the seeds out, poured some grape seed oil in, and then just turned it over and baked it. I think it was 375 for about 40 minutes. And voila, it was done. But in addition to that, what I did was I took, there were two other ingredients to the meal. Fresh lima beans, they're so healthy. They have about 10 grams of protein and a lot of other benefits as well. And so I took, made a lima bean stew, which basically I put the lima bean on in, and I used the alkaline water to cook with. If you don't have alkaline water available, you can even maybe even get a sometimes you can get those portable filters that you can put on your pipe faucet to, you know, cut down on the contaminant from the water that's coming in. But anyhow, I used put the water. I think it was maybe 2 to 3 cups of water. Because, you know, it takes a little while for the actual lima beans to get tender. And so I put it in. I put cut up onions. I also put thyme. I love thymes and different herbs because they're so flavorful. So I put thyme in and garlic, fresh garlic, and just covered it and let it, you know, just cook. And, oh, my gosh. So that was that. And then I also took squash and tomatoes and, again, a little thyme, garlic, onions, and I sautéed it separately. And I used that, you know, to pour over the spaghetti squash. And then the lima bean stew, it's like actually it's replacing the meat because that's protein. Oh, my God, it looks so good. It tastes good. So different ways, you know, you can do things. Jennifer, and okay, I think you said you have 4 recipes for us, and you've gone through. Any other thing that you can think of?
Well, actually, I know sometimes, you know, in the summer, you know, I used to love popcorn, and I actually found a way where I could make it my own way and make it more healthier. So what I do, I get the corn itself and pop it in the pot and when it's finished popping, I just add a little grapeseed oil over it and put the herbs, sprinkle some herbs over it, and a little goat cheese and eat that. It's good.
That sounds great.
That good. Yeah, it's really good. I said, that's a nice, you know, I did that, as a matter of fact, not too long ago, and I loved it. I couldn't stop eating it, but I know I'm not supposed to eat a lot, so I just portioned myself, you know, and it was really great. It was really awesome.
And I'm glad you mentioned portion, because that's a huge part of really getting your digestive system back into place, is portion control. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that, as an individual, that, you know, we have in terms of controlling weight. You know, a lot of people are on a seafood diet. And when I say seafood, seafood and eat it. I mean, it's all turned on. You know, a person could be, especially around the holiday season, right? You could, because you make the rounds, you visit different people during the holiday, and I'll hear people say, I have to save room for, because, you know, you're making the rounds, so, you know, if you go and you don't have something to eat, then they'll, you know, feel offended. You want to, in other words, you want to be sociable, you want to, and so they'll eat 3-4 different places. Can you imagine what's going on in the stomach? And then you finally get home, and you pull out the Pepto-Bismol. Oh, my God, the next couple of days you're like, oh, I can't eat a thing. I don't want to see food anymore. Because you really overindulge. So it's really disciplining yourself, and, you know, just knowing how to say no, first of all. You don't have to eat everything. If you know you've had meat earlier, then try not to have meat again. Maybe have something that is not going to, like vegetables. You know, meat goes very well with vegetables. So if you had meat at your first stop an hour ago and you're at your second stop, well, instead of having meat again, just, you know, see what vegetables are available. The thing is that most people just prepare vegetables plain, and the meats are usually highly seasoned, and, you know, they have other things that are highly seasoned. So people tend to migrate more towards the foods that are tastier. So I think if we start adding herbs and spices to the vegetables, then it will make it more attractive and more tasty, so people start, consuming more. Because let's face it, certain foods on their own are very plain. And, you know, personally, it tastes, doesn't have any taste. So they migrate towards something that's maybe tastier, maybe fried chicken or barbecue chicken or beef, because usually those things are coated with seasonings that actually tantalizes the palate to want to eat more. Have you noticed that, Kimberly?
Definitely. There's certainly foods out there that they just make you want to eat more of a certain thing. And it can really be confusing for people who are trying to just get back in tune with their bodies and start listening to kind of what they need. Because there's foods out there, and we've talked about how dehydration can also do this to you. But, you know, it's making you crave sweets, or it's making you crave carbs, or something you maybe wouldn't normally crave because it's not necessarily good for you. But now you're kind of caught in the cycle of just craving it again. It can be very hard.
That's so true. And Jennifer, you mentioned also portioning yourself, because sometimes, which is so key, because sometimes, you know, the food can, you know, it tastes good, and your eyes, your brain is saying more, 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 but
right.
You have to realize you've set your limit. And that's why it's so good not to wait 4 or 5 hours to in between meals, but to eat small portions throughout the day. And in between, make sure you're drinking, because number one, the water is going to not only hydrate your body and prepare it for your next meal, but also it's going to help to curb your appetite. So when you get to that next meal time, now, you know, you're more in line with eating, you know, smaller portions. Because actually the size of meat that one have. It shouldn't be more than, if you look at your the palm of your hand, that should be it. Now, let's face it, Kimberly. Jennifer, how many people eat that size in terms of meat?
I've seen it happen quite a bit.
Not many. You know, it's usually, come on, it's, because looking at it, the average person, no, I cannot just have that. You know, I need more. But, you know, mm-hmm. So again, it's the portion control. Another thing I wanted to mention, and time is going rather quickly, but something that will keep you very satisfied, and it's great. It helps the entire body. High in fiber is beet juice. Have you had beet juice, Kimberly?
I haven't. I
oh
like beets,
God.
But I haven't had beet juice.
Oh my God, it is so delicious, Jennifer. I know you have because we've done that. But I've used beets. Now beets is quite sweet, so you don't need to add sugar to it. I've had take beets. You know, just one medium-sized beet or small, depending on whether you're making one serving, two serving. I've added carrots, like a couple of carrots, also two stalks of celery. You can also add a cucumber, like a half a cucumber, to it as well, and maybe four or five pieces of ice, and half a lemon juice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fresh lemon, so just cut the lemon, squeeze it in, and just blend it. You really need a high-speed processor for it, because if you take your regular blender, it may not get it to the consistency that you would need. And then I usually top it off with a sprig of mint. Oh, my God. It's an awesome summer dish, you know, for
that
the summer.
That sounds great.
And it keeps you full. I think the serving has, oh my God, I think it's about 8 to 8 grams of fiber. So it's a great way to get your fiber for the day. Oh, you know, and it's filling and satisfying. As a matter of fact, when I have that, it keeps me, you know, satisfied for a long time. So we got to find ways of, you know, eating healthier, and the health benefits it's absolutely wonderful. I'll put that on also in a downloadable recipes. So,
Martina,
you know,
I want to quickly mention, like, not to cut you off. Did you have anything else to add to that?
In terms of
I wanted to say, when we were talking about how some foods make you crave other foods and portion control. It's important to know that it takes your body about 20 minutes to even register that you've eaten and that it could be getting full. So it's important to wait and to listen to your body and not eat too fast. I think that that's a big problem in terms of people try to control their portions, but they're like, I'm still hungry, and they don't realize that they've eaten too quickly. And then in 20 minutes, they're going to be overly full, and then slow things down a bit and it would help, I think. I think a lot of people don't realize that it is almost half an hour after you know, you're done eating when your body finally registers it.
Absolutely. And, you know, an easy way for your body to signal to you much sooner is if you chew your food properly.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned chewing. Because we're in a fast environment, you know, you're in between work and you're having lunch. You know, you have to rush. Sometimes people go out to get lunch and they don't have very much time, so they're eating fast. And some people have 30-minute lunch break, so they're really trying to, you know, just gobble the food down. But ideally, we need to take time. We should be sitting down, first of all, not eating and walking. And chew your food properly, because that aids in digestion. And I think also a lot to do with the problems with, you know, gas and the acid reflux is also the fact that the food is entering the stomach not fully masticated, you know, chewed. And therefore, it's taking your stomach a lot longer to break down. And it stays there longer because, you know, it has to work harder. So that's something to really think about, is to
definitely
slow down, chew your food properly, and if you want to hear more information, you know, just visit our website, go and check out the program, educate yourself. That is the key. That's how we're going to overcome. Jennifer, awesome. Thank you very much for being on the show. We only have a couple seconds left.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm very proud of you. And by the way, Jennifer is joining us and her son in the I Run Against Diabetes marathon, June 21st through the 24th. But we're actually going to be doing it on the 22nd from the Johns Creek location where my sister Michelle is going to be. And if you want to find out more about that, you can check out our show from last week on I Run Against Diabetes. Kimberly, I want to say, didn't get a chance to mention it earlier, but our sympathies and prayers to you and your family. Your lovely, lovely grandmother passed away at the ripe old age of 98, and I know she was very special. And if you want to read more about Kimberly's grandmother and how she actually happened to live such a healthy life on the farm to that age, April's issue, correct, of the newsletter is dedicated to her grandmom. So you can actually go to the website, healthyexplosionshow.com, download the newsletter. You can save it to your files, or you can read it. You're able to read it directly from the website. Thank you again for joining us, Kimberly, and we are going to be on the road next show.
We are, so, both of us.
We'll be on the road, but we'll still be bringing you the show, and do tune in for next week's show. As always, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Martina DeGoot, your host, and joining me is my lovely co-host, Kimberly Britt, and our special guest, my sister, Jennifer Shelton. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Until next time, this is the Healthy Explosion Show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook.